On this day of remembrance, we close with trumpeter Gregory Davis, a New Orleans musician who has played at hundreds of jazz funerals. His internationally known group, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, even has an album called Funeral for a Friend. Trumpeter Gregory Davis and his family evacuated to Houston. We called him there. I think at funerals, mournful music is played on the way to the grave and then more joyful music on the way back. Is that right?
That's right. On the way out of the church and to the cemetery, it's sad, mournful music because, you know, you do want to honor and respect, you know, the funeral itself and the death of the the person that you're honoring. But once, you know, that body, it used to be, but, you know, now you, because you can't get to the funeral, I'm sorry, to the cemetery all the time. Once that body was put into the grave, the party started, you know, back to this person's home or back to his favorite, you know, spot, wherever he used to like to hang out. And that just symbolizes, death is sad and it hurts. But life goes on, you know, and it's a joy to be alive. And the music, it's reflected in the music.
Today is a national day of prayer and remembrance for the people who died in the hurricane. And I'm wondering, like, we want to end our show with some music, and we thought some music that is often played at New Orleans funerals might be appropriate. Is there a song that's particularly going through your mind today?
A song that's going through my mind? When I first saw the devastation, you know, I did think of, the song I'll Fly Away, you know, the lyrics dealing with some glad morning when this life is over, you know, I'll fly away. You know, I'm struggling here on earth, but one day it's all going to be over, you know, and I'll fly away to glory. We don't know how many people we actually lost. They're still finding, you know, bodies in some of the houses. Some people were trapped in attics and on rooftops. And, you know, there were people dying in nursing homes that they had no way out, you know. So for me, I don't know what I'm going back to, but I know some of the happy faces that I used to see around New Orleans, you know, I won't see them anymore. Some of the watering holes and some of the spots where we used to play and, you know, where we rehearsed and where we grew up, some of those places are not going to be there anymore. You know, we have them in our memories, but physically, you know, we can't pass them on, you know, to our siblings, to our children. But, you know, we're coming back.
So you're confident you're going to go back to New Orleans?
Oh, I know I'm going back. I have no doubt in my mind that no matter what it takes, you know, if my home is destroyed, if it has to be torn down and start over, I have to start over. You know, I'm going back. I've been blessed. I've traveled all over this world, and there's no other place in this world that I would rather live than New Orleans.
Gregory, thank you. Thank you very much, and I wish good luck to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
Gregory Davis plays trumpet with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. We thank all our guests for helping us observe this day of remembrance for the victims of Katrina.